Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I am your host, Marie Langley, and thank you for joining us today with these incredible energies with the eclipse. Beth is not going to be able to join us unless she happens to slide in halfway through. She's really feeling them, so it's going to be me today. So thank you for being with us today. As you know, we've created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we are on 2 times a week, Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. and Fridays from 1 to 2. And you can contact us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We would love to hear any insights or comments or suggestions that you may have for us. And we also do a blog, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And we have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. If you just go in and search for that, we'll pop up. And if you could like us, we would really appreciate it. We do draw a name every month, and that name gets a free 30-minute reading with Beth and myself. And we are going to be having a mini-expo tomorrow, Saturday, in White Bear Lake. So if you happen to be in the area, please stop by. It's at Black Bear Crossings at Como Lake, and we will be there from 1 to 3, and we will be doing readings, $40 for 15 minutes, and we will have some items for sale as well. So we'd love to see you. Just come out and stop by and say hi if that's all you'd like to do. We'd love to meet our listeners. So today is our Phone In Friday show. So we are doing, I will be doing one question readings. And the number to dial in is 347-327-9360. And if you can't call in, I will be checking the chat room as well. You can type a question in there and see what we can pick up if you have a question. And then we have a couple callers online, so I'll hop on with them. And then I will, as I'm waiting for other callers to call in, I'll just go through the astrology of this month because I know a lot of people are feeling the energies, and it's a rough ride. If you are not in a good space, and even if you are in a good space, the energy that's coming is coming from all angles. So it's a roller coaster ride this month, and it'll ease by the end of the month, but you've got a couple weeks to get through it. So... all right, I'm going to grab my first caller. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Tonetta.
Tonetta?
Yes.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
What's that?
Where are you calling from? Just a state.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. How are you today?
I've had a hectic day. I had to have a meeting at school, and I've been all over the place, so my energy is all over the place, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Do you have a question?
I do. Now, this is the first time I found your show, so I'm not sure what kind of questions I can ask you. I do have a relationship question. I don't know if you take those kind of questions or...
Yeah. Basically what we do is, you know, you can ask one question and then we can... what we usually do is pick up on the energies and see what answers
okay.
we get for you. So,
okay.
yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. My question here is I feel like for myself, not because of this gentleman, but for my own inner self, I feel like I'm at a crossroads right now with a decision that I need to make for myself regarding a man that's been in my life for the last 2 years. And basically what's happening is I feel like this man has gotten comfortable with the situation, and it's not something that I want to continue. I want him to make changes. I'm not sure if the changes are going to come or not. And, you know, I mean, I need to make a decision to either cut him off completely, meaning end the friendship mm-hmm. and everything and communicating, texting, responding, anything with him, or is he going to you know, get the hint that, okay, I got to man up, I got to change here, or I'm going to lose this woman out of my life. So I kind of need to know what's going to happen here.
Okay. Well, what I'm picking up with him is I'm kind of feeling a stuck energy with him. And
okay. He's,
as you said, he's comfortable, and he doesn't feel like he needs to change anything.
Okay.
Because I almost feel like he is, what I'm getting is little boy. So
yes. Little
boy wanting to be taken care of by mommy situation.
Okay.
And it's something that, you know, just stems back to his childhood with something that he has never resolved within himself, and he doesn't really want to. So if you want to be in that caretaker role for the rest of your relationship, I don't see him shifting or changing his energy
okay. Because
it's just, he's just comfortable.
Well, right, and his new little tactic is he's not going to respond to any text messages of mine. He's cut off all communication. I mean, I don't understand. And then maybe a week from now, he'll start communicating with me. And I cannot put up with this. I can't live like this. This is not normal.
No.
This is not healthy.
No.
I don't know why he's inflicting this on me. Why would you start doing this to me? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, people who come into our lives come into our lives for us to learn lessons and things that we
okay. Have
to learn. So
okay. What
I'm hearing with you is it's a boundary thing. So a lesson for you is to learn your boundaries and learn
okay. How
to put those boundaries up. But you're also learning what it is you will accept and not accept in a relationship.
Right.
And
right. This
that is pushing you on the path. And what I'm hearing from my guides is move on.
Right.
But move on with the lessons that you've learned, because you're getting
right. A
real clear, finite feeling as to what you want in a relationship and what you will no longer put up with.
Right, right. And, I mean, I just feel bad because I've known him for 30 years since I was a little girl, and I do believe that he does truly love me, but this one he's going to take a big loss with. So it's not my fault. If 6 months or a year from now he gets his act together, the door will be closed. And
well,
I
that's
find
a lesson
that
for
with,
him as well.
Right, I find that with other relationships. Right, I find that with other relationships. I have two other people that have tried to come back from my past, and the door's shut. I'm sorry.
Yep,
so
and that is
painful
that is what,
for me. Because, you know, here they are finally getting their act together, and I've moved on.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Yep, yep. And that's, you know, those are the lessons that you've learned, and that's how you are incorporating those lessons into your journey. So if you've
right.
known this person for 30 years and he's not changing, he can love you, but doesn't mean he's in love with you. There's a
right.
big difference.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been only dating him for almost, like, the last 2 years. And, you know, now his little trick is where he won't respond to text messages and he'll say he's busy. And
well, that speaks volumes right there for where he is in his journey. So, you know,
right. It's
everybody has free will as far as what they want to do, but the guides are, my guides are saying to move on. It's just,
right.
you've learned a lesson. Now take those lessons and move it forward.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. So let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from Texas.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today? Do you have a question or a comment?
I do.
Okay.
I know that just been struggling with my energy and my health and whatnot, and I used to be really good in meditating at night, and, you know, as you grow, your style changes and what you do and whatnot, and I just can't get back into it. It's just I'm bored, I'm frustrated. And so my question is, if the guides have a, if they can be specific as to what is the best type of meditation for me at this time that I can, that will work for me.
Okay. Are you, do you meditate outside at all?
No, not for a while.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing is you need to, the connection with the earth.
Okay.
So to really get outside and start communing with nature, feeling the grass or leaning up against a tree and getting that connection back with earth, because you really need to ground into the, get rooted into the center of the earth and then get your meditation started outside because you really need that grounding.
Okay.
And then if you do your meditation, do it outside, I would say, they're saying 2 weeks, so keep it going for 2 weeks and then start slowly bringing that in at night when you do your meditation. And then remember that connection to the center of the earth while you are meditating and see if that helps you stay grounded.
Okay, yeah, because being grounded is part of the problem too, or staying grounded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Earth is what I'm hearing. So you take your meditation outside and reestablish that connection.
Okay, will do.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That was a huge
You're
help.
Very welcome.
I'll do it.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thanks.
Have a great
All
day.
Right.
Thanks,
thanks
for calling.
You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I was wondering about my love life. I was seeing somebody for 2 years, too, but I think I'm just going to let him go. I don't know if you see him ever wanting more, and if not, then do you see someone coming into my life? I'm optimistic about it.
Okay. You must be doing some good manifestations and intentions. okay, so let's see, Suzanne. Is your current relationship, is it just kind of going in circles?
It's really not even a relationship. We've known each other for like 2 years and 3 months, and he'll come over, and then he'll just go over, and it just seems like, I don't know if he's interested, not interested, so I'm ready just to say forget it.
Yeah. I'm just hearing you. It's kind of almost like a loop. It just keeps going, but it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go straight. It just keeps, I keep seeing a circle, which means it's just kind of spinning, but nothing's happening. What I'm picking up from him is he's got a lot of stuff from the past that he still hasn't resolved himself. Something that he's clinging or kind of hanging on to that he hasn't let go of yet. So he really can't do any. He's not willing to invest emotionally. So
right.
He's not willing to take it to the next step.
Oh,
so whatever he's clinging on. Yeah, he's hanging on to something from the past, and I'm hearing another woman, so.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah.
So I'll just
yeah,
move on.
Yeah, someone he just didn't. Yeah, I'm hearing move on, but I'm also hearing that you need to do a little work yourself.
No, I really don't need to do work. I've been alone a long time.
Well, no, but there's still some hard stuff that's coming up with you, so that's what I'm picking up. So just work on your heart stuff, and I think you know what you want in a relationship. You know what's going to make you happy. You know what is.
Do you see one coming up?
Soul. I'm hearing 4 to 5 months.
Wow, that long.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about the person?
They're saying no, he has a big heart, but they're really saying that there's something that you need to work on yourself. Just go in and examine it.
Now, real quick, do you see anything with my son going on? Do you ever see him moving back in with me at one point, one day?
No, at this point, not right now. That's what they're telling me.
Not right now. Okay, yeah, well, I meant like in the future. Oh, great, no boyfriend and no son. Great. No.
Well, but don't put that energy into it because, you know, still there are things that you have to work on in order for you to move on and be completely free to let that relationship come in. So keep the energy positive.
Yeah. No, I agree to keep the energy positive, but I really don't think I have to work on anything because I know what I want. I'm a nice person, and I'm willing to let somebody in.
Mm-hmm. Well, then just keep that as your intent.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Let's grab our next caller. As soon as the computer decides that, there we go. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Natasha, calling from California.
Hi, Natasha, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to see if you can tell me what you see for relationships for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh, I'm hearing within 2 to 3 months
okay.
Someone who's going to come in and he's full of sunshine.
Yay.
A very happy person, very big heart, beautiful smile. It's going to be a heart-to-heart connection.
Great. Is that like a soul connection? So is it like a spiritual connection, would you say?
It's a spiritual connection. You guys are really going to connect spiritually. He's going to be very compatible with your beliefs and your thoughts.
Okay.
Very gentle, loving man.
Wow.
Very gentle, loving man.
Do you have a description of what he looks like?
I'm picking up he's tall, dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind eyes. Very kind eyes, almost like liquid brown eyes.
Okay. Now, is there, like, any particular thing that I need to be doing to meet him? Like, do you think, like, because I do a little bit of online dating, do you think I'll meet him online, or do you think it's just a random way of meeting him? Like, do you think I meet him in person?
I'm hearing random. I'm hearing bump into.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that the person I end up with a serious connection with, that it wouldn't be off of the Internet. I always felt that.
No.
But yet I
no.
was constantly dating on there.
Yeah, no, you know, on the Internet, I know it's really popular, but the energy of Internet dating is not the greatest.
I know, I agree, and you just don't get that connection, and people are not being real and true to themselves, and, you know, it's just,
I'm hearing going to bump into him, so, and I'm hearing at a market. Whether it's farmer's market or a regular market, I'm not sure, but they're saying market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think it's a possibility of marriage, or are you able to see if there are any future children for me? I don't know if you could see that for, or if you even see that.
Let's see what they say.
Thank you.
Well, I'm hearing for sure one child with him, so.
Oh, great.
And I am, yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm seeing a topper on a wedding cake, so. I think that, I'm pretty sure that means marriage.
Right. Do you pick up on the sex of the child that we would have?
They're saying not determined yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you know, your energy is really good, so just keep up doing whatever you're doing as far as working on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You do
constantly
have really good
working
energy
on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, maybe
Okay,
and when are you on again? Next time I call, I'd like to ask about some of my spiritual gifts. I don't want to take up time. I know you have other people, but I know I have some spiritual gifts I'd like to talk about.
Absolutely. We're on next Friday again at 1 o'clock Central Time.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Call you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me just do a quick question from the chat room, and this is from Gabby 10. Okay, so the question is, I have an application I put through yesterday to change my lawyer. Will it be successful? Okay, and will I be able to finish off this case soon? Okay. They're saying that the change is a good move, and the attorney that you get will be able to expedite your case. So I'm hearing 2 to 3 months. But, yeah, it's a good move to change your attorney. The other one was kind of really not pushing it as fast as you would like and was just not putting you at top of priority, but this next attorney will be making you a priority. So good luck. Okay, let's get back to our callers. And let's grab this caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, are you on mute? I'm going to put you back on hold and then I'll grab you in a minute. Okay, let's grab this caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandy and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Fabulous. Do you have a question?
I would like to know what you see for love coming up for me.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, they're giving me a time frame of 2 months.
Okay.
And they're saying, I'm hearing that this person is an acquaintance.
Oh.
So someone that you've met before but are not friends with now.
Okay.
And they're saying that you meet him at a place of interest that you would both be at. I don't, do you golf?
No.
Okay, I'm hearing golf for some reason.
Okay.
And I'm hearing the word banquet, too. Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Well, if you get invited to a golf banquet, I'd say go.
Yeah, really. I go down to a club. It's a man's club. But women can go down to it. I always went down there with my cousin, and he passed away. And when he passed away, the guys that was there, the whole group that I run around with, they told me, come on down anyways. So I've been going down there with them every Friday night.
Okay. Interesting. Is there a banquet coming up or some kind of dinner or...
There's always something going on there.
Oh, okay. So you'll be, and I'm guessing that's where you're going to be meeting this person. But it might be somebody that you've seen there before.
Okay.
But they're just saying it's an acquaintance. So keep going.
Yeah, I go down there every Friday night. It seems like every week you meet somebody different.
Yeah.
Do you
ever notice anybody with cowboy boots there?
Yeah, quite a few.
Quite a few? Okay, because I'm hearing cowboy boots.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Cowboy boots and denim. Getting kind of
well, the cowboy boots matches me because I go down there. You know, normally I'm wearing mine. We live in the country, and it's a little country school and everything around here. And,
uh-huh.
Well, I'm a grandmother, put it that way. But we all wear our cowboy boots and blue jeans and stuff. And
That's
how we end up dressing.
Okay. So
it matches.
Sense. That's what
they're
showing me. So, yeah. Wow. So, yeah, they're saying 2 months. So
wow.
Keep going. And I mean, you know, you can kind of pay attention to maybe see who
mm-hmm.
you see there on a regular basis and then pay attention if somebody's watching you a little bit closely.
Wow. Okay. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah. But he's going to be ready in 2 months, though, to make his move. So just be yourself and have fun.
That sounds great. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that
very
so
welcome.
Much.
Yes,
you have
problem.
A great
have
day.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, I sure will. I'll go down there and have a lot of fun.
There you go.
Just go down there and be myself. And, we usually always have a lot of fun. We'll carry in all the women that we go down there. We take turns cooking stuff or making stuff. And, we always have different guys coming up. They want the cookies or brownies or cake or whatever we bring in. So everybody knows to come to our table.
Cool.
So, sounds great. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, so let me go back to the other caller who might have been on mute, and let's see if they're there. Okay. Hi, are you on the air? Hello? Oh, I guess they just want to listen, so we'll just check them off. All right, let's get to the next person. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, another person on mute. Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were getting my number.
Oh, yes. Who am I speaking with? I'm like, God, everybody's on
Kelly.
Mute today. What's going on?
My name's Kelly. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hello, Kelly. Do you have a question?
Yes. I have an upcoming move, my husband and our family, but with his work. The problem is we're military and we just don't know actually where we're going yet.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could tell me possibly where. I'm a little curious and we're anxious to go because it's been a rough couple of years where we've been. So...
Mm-hmm.
To put it mildly, we're anxious. Go.
Okay, Kelly, let me see. They're telling me where you guys will be moving. Okay, well, I'm hearing West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast. I'm seeing ocean.
Well, that's always good.
I'm hearing San Diego.
Okay. Well, we're Air Force. There's no Air Force bases down there. We just came from there on vacation, though. We were just there.
Okay.
But
maybe that's what I'm picking up. You must have really loved it.
We did.
Yeah,
we
San
did.
Diego's coming across really strong. Do you want to move there?
Oh, I would love to, but there's nowhere for us to be.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't work
if we were
no
if we
Air
were
Force
Navy
base,
or Marines. Yeah,
yeah.
Marines would be good. But.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting because San Diego's coming across really strong. But I am still hearing West Coast. Some
okay.
state along the West Coast. West.
Okay. Well, there's only a couple right along there, so that's not, that narrows it down at least somewhat.
Yeah. God, right, maybe you're going to just be going out there and then heading down to San Diego all the time. I don't know.
Hey,
but
why
somehow
not?
That city resonated with you. Yeah, it seems to be really holding on to that energy, and it fits you really well.
Like I said, it's been a rough couple of years, so it was nice to have a vacation. And we're from California, so it was nice from the coast, so it was nice to go back to the coast. We're probably holding on to that really tightly just to get us through.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing is West Coast, West Coast, West. So let's see. I'm just trying to see if I can pick up anything else. Are you living in a house that you own or rent?
We are living on a base.
Oh, on a base? Okay.
Military housing. Yeah.
I'm just picking up. There's just a lot of negative energy around there.
Oh, you would not believe. Oh, I know. Like I said, it's been a really, really rough couple of years. It's the area and other things as well. So we're just kind of like, okay. And we know a lot of it's the area. And so it's like time to go. Yeah. It's kind of stifling.
Which is interesting. Yeah, but it's interesting because New Mexico, if you go to certain places in New Mexico, it's very clear and very spiritual. But that area, it's almost like there's a dark cloud over it.
It is. And we've had new spouses come in, and they're, you know, everybody seems to have issues. I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that base needs a good cleansing.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't have.
Oh,
too
yeah.
Bad there's no. Military cleanser there.
Yeah, I know. It's that's where we're like, we just need to leave. It's bad. And my health has been bad, too. So.
Also, they're saying that when you do end up moving, if you can find or if you can do this yourself to make sure you do clear your new house and clear everybody so that you're not bringing that energy with you.
All right. Do that.
So, if you can do that yourself or you can find someone to do that for you, that would be very helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And I'm also hearing 6 months, so.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about the time frame that we've been given.
Really? Okay. So, hopefully it goes, you go to where you want and you can get out of that yucky area.
All right. Thank you from your mouth and God's ears.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hi. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. Eric calling from Virginia. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask, do you foresee a person named Fatinati getting in touch with me? Because she's been rather quiet over the last month or so.
Wow. It just brought up all sorts of stuff because my old boss's name was Fati, and I'm like, ah!
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, should I think, should I wait on this person, or should I, or will there be somebody else down the pike?
I'm hearing with her there's some family issues going on. There's something going on with her family that's preventing her from being 100% present with you. And I'm hearing it's ongoing, so it's almost it's ongoing. It's there's some kind of family issue or pressure from them that she's dealing with.
So some sort of cultural thing, perhaps, because that could be a factor.
Well, I heard cultural, but. Cultural. The family pressure, though, is really. I mean, I almost see her like she's got her arms tied behind her back, kind of thing, you know, because her hands are tied, and she can't you know, with the family pushing and pressuring her, and she doesn't want to go against what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So she's struggling with it herself, but the family is stronger.
Hmm. Okay. So you don't think she's going to reach out pretty much anything that she reached out a little bit at the beginning?
I'm feeling she really wants to, but she's afraid to, and because she doesn't want to deal with the consequences from, you know, getting into trouble kind of thing.
I can maybe email her one more time, but...
Yeah, but I think I'm hearing summer love for you.
Mm-hmm.
A summer love coming in.
Is it anybody that I've met or somebody new?
No, I'm hearing that she's new. And I'm actually seeing like auburny hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like reddish brown.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice
very
color.
Fun-loving. Yeah, very fun-loving, loves life, and you. She's going to make you laugh a lot.
I need that.
Yep.
Do you have any idea of where I should? I mean, of course, I guess the paths will cross no matter what. But when. Where do you foresee me potentially meeting this person?
I'm seeing flowering trees.
That's happening right now here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do. Oh, that's right. You are in
Virginia, cherry blossoms.
So you would have the cherry blossoms.
We have them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But, yeah, no, they're saying summer love, but... You could actually meet and then be in love by summer, but I'm seeing like flowering trees, and a park.
Mm-hmm.
Is where you would be meeting
okay.
this person. Do you bike ride?
Yes.
Okay, so pay attention
you know?
As you're bike riding.
How do you
that's
know?
The information that popped in. So pay attention. Do you bike like through trails, like through a park or anything?
Yes.
Okay. Keep your eyes open.
All right. I will see. I was actually walking through the cherry blossoms yesterday.
Mm. Okay.
Here in Washington, so there was a lot of potential candidates.
Oh, but they're saying let her notice you.
Okay.
Let her notice
I didn't
you.
Make any moves, but I'm just saying that. If the timing happens, it happens, I guess. So
correct.
It's meant
yep,
to happen.
Yep.
It will happen.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But they are saying pretty adamantly let her notice you. And you will more than likely get a smile from her that'll let you know that she's interested.
That's always a good thing.
It is. Yes,
so,
it is.
So summer looks like fun coming up. That's good.
Yep. Absolutely. And there's so many fun things to do in D.C. in the summer. Oh, my gosh. You guys
have
a blast.
You've been there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There is. There's a lot to do in this city. Plus, you got the beaches and everything about 2.5 hours away.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
It's good. There'll be a lot of
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. It will be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. I look forward to whatever the spirit has planned for the summer.
Well, that would be great, and yeah, and let us feel free to call back and, you know, let me know and let us know if how it went.
Thank you very much. All right, you take
You're
care,
welcome.
And you have a great rest of the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye. Okay. So if you want to call in, we still have about 10 minutes, 347-327-9360. And while I'm waiting for some callers, I just wanted to kind of go through, I know a lot of people are feeling energies really intensely right now and maybe not knowing what the heck has been going on. You know, the sun entered Aries on March 20th, and Aries is associated with action and new beginning, and so it's kind of like everything is more fiery, everything is going faster, it's like, let's get going energy. So on Tuesday, it was really extra intense. I know a lot of people were out on Facebook going, what the heck's going on? The energy's so intense. That was due to the power of Mars and Aries. And so basically when they combined in a very volatile way. So, you know, people were really frustrated, or, you know, you're in this mood where you're like, I can't move it forward, and feelings of aggression, all that came through on Tuesday. So that's what was going on, because Mars was in opposition to Aries. So when that happens, it kind of blows. And Mars is also retrograde at this time. So retrograde means that the planet appears to be moving backward in the sky. So when that happens, it's difficult to express high energy on an outer plane, and we're meant to apply its power on the inner plane to fuel our spirituality and inner growth. And so without knowing that Mars is retrograde, we feel frustrated, irritable, and angry when we come up against obstacles, especially on a physical plane. So on Tuesday, basically Aries' power became short-circuited, so that led to many confrontations, abrupt communication, constant demands for decisions and actions. And, you know, if that's what you experienced, then that's what was happening. We also have the Cardinal Cross that is going to be happening in April. So this is also going to give us kind of a cosmic roller coaster ride for the last 2 weeks of April, and it's going to be very, very, very intense. And what a cardinal cross is when you have four major planets that occupy the cardinal signs. So right now we have Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And these signs begin the seasons, and what they do is they bring out leadership and action in us. So when later in the month when these planets come into that alignment, it's like a cross alignment, it's going to bring clashes that create turning points in our life. So it may kind of feel like we're going from one crisis to another and we have to make like those instant decisions, but stay alert to them and be aware if that's, you know, that's what's happening, because you can, before you make that impulsive decision, just stop and say, okay, I know what's happening up in the sky and I know what's happening, you know, energy-wise, before I make an impulsive decision and then throw my life even more off kilter, let me stop and make a constructive decision and then see, okay, how am I going to relate to others? You know, how can I stop this outburst and not hurt anybody's feelings and ride this energy out? There's also some other key dates that are going on in April on top of everything else. On Tuesday the 15th, there is going to be a total lunar eclipse. And so you know, when you have a full moon, it always brings an opportunity for illumination. So, and that is a full moon too. We're having full moon and lunar eclipse. And it's going to be called a pink moon or a blood moon because it's going to look red. But this is going to give us insight about our relationships as well as our drive and personal identity. So because it's also a lunar eclipse, just be alert to what must be released and left in the past so you can break through to new beginnings. I mean, I don't know if you've been following us, and I'm sure you have, and maybe our Facebook page and all the things that we talk about, but we have been releasing and releasing and releasing and releasing for so long. And, you know, if you've been doing your work and you have been releasing things that no longer serve you, it's going to be a lot easier to transition through this energy rather than someone who hasn't been. So being aware of these things helps you get through it and helps you get through it with ease. On Sunday, April 20th, Jupiter in Cancer forms an exact square, and that brings inner tension and turmoil until our awareness allows us to reach a turning point. So basically, you want to ask yourself, okay, how can I balance my need to feel secure with my need to pioneer into the unknown? Remember, Aries is all about new beginnings, moving into the unknown, moving forward, moving really fast. Let's see, Sunday, April 20th, also Jupiter in Cancer is going to sit exactly opposite Pluto in Capricorn. So this emphasizes, again, differences in conflict. So how are our safety and home life affected by turmoil in the workplace and in business and corporations in general? So something to kind of think of there on Sunday. Monday, April 21st, Uranus in Aries forms an exact square with Pluto in Capricorn. How do we express our individual genius in a soul-centered way that benefits all levels of society? Let's see. Tuesday, April 29th, is a solar eclipse. So the moon will be far enough from Earth that it does not completely obscure the sun, and a ring of light will surround the moon as it passes in front of the sun. So in any solar eclipse, the moon is in its new phase, indicating this eclipse will bring us a new beginning of some kind. And because the sun will then occupy Taurus, look for new ways to enjoy nature, celebrate physical comfort and abundance, and honor the earth that sustains us. So hopefully that'll give you some insight into what's going on. April, it is a roller coaster ride, so like I said, just hold on and try to get through it with ease. So I'm going to grab another couple callers. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Queen Goddess. I'm calling in from heaven. I was enjoying the astrological information that you were sharing with us.
Oh, great. Great. I never know if it's too detailed or if it's, you know, if it's, because, you know, astrological stuff can get really, really over the head kind of thing. But I wanted to try to break it down so people kind of knew it's not you, you're not going nuts, it is the energies.
I heard that. Yeah, a lot of changes, a lot of letting go. That's for sure. You know, like feng shui in our life, and that is what it is. Are you all taking questions today?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I would like to ask about speaking of letting go. But I have been involved with the past 6, maybe 8 months with not a romance. with the legal system.
Okay.
And it has been very, very enlightening to me to the point where I don't want to put them all in the same basket, but I'm at the awareness that most legal practitioners, those who work in the arena, whether they're actual lawyers or secretaries or paralegals, and many years ago I worked as a paralegal, which taught me that I didn't want to be in the legal profession, but that they have a corruptness to them that is incredible. As I'm even talking about it, I'm feeling it in my solar plexus yet, and I still have to, you know, overcome this. But the question is, now that I paraphrased it with that, and I've been noticing a lot more people, like as I presented my issue and aspects of my issue. A lot more people are talking about their abuses in the legal arena.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're aware of the goddess Ma'at, and I would just like to know why, you know, my connection with her for sure is a dominant part of my essence. But what it is that why I have been uncovering and exposing and seeing them for who they are and what I'm supposed to do with this information, because it's really bad, the abuses that they inflict upon people who come to them to help them,
mm-hmm.
and don't realize that they have their own power to speak up for themselves. They're at their mercy, and they're abusive. They're
mm-hmm.
terrible.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is you are the bringer of truth. So what they're saying is it's almost like what they're showing me a spotlight. So your role is to spotlight the truth and bring that information to the surface to make that more aware for the public. Let's see what else. Do you blog?
No.
Okay.
Well, blog talk, but actual writing.
Okay, blog
no.
talk. But do you actually write a blog?
No.
Okay. A blog may be a good vehicle for you to start shining the light on the injustice of what you see.
That makes sense.
Yep. You know, and you don't have to do it in you do it from a place of love so that nobody ever feels threatened, but you do it as a public service based on your experiences, I should say, and what you notice. Because I think you'll be surprised that the response you're going to get. I mean, I hear the word crusade with you.
Oh, God. That's what it feels like that. It really feels like that because I recognize that in stepping in that arena, being pulled into that arena, whether I created the situation or I had something to do with being pulled in it, I don't deny that. But
I'm hearing soul path.
Once in there, I said, they got to be kidding me. You know, and if they're trying to do this to me and got away with some stuff, too,
mm-hmm.
that I feel sorry for the other people who, like I said, don't feel like they have another, you know, what else are we going to do? We have to go to court. We have to go before a jury. We have to go before a judge. You know, we don't know the law. We're not smart enough. We're not strong enough. We need you to be our spokesperson. And those spokespeople, they are some of the worst criminals that I've ever thought about,
mm-hmm.
encountered. It's horrible.
Yes. Yep. So what I'm seeing is you to start out and start questioning these things. That how can this profession that's here to help us hurt us?
Apathy.
Well, I see you typing fast and furiously, so it's gonna start coming through.
I heard that, and I have Dragon Speak, so I can even type really fast. I can talk and
there you go.
And talk
yeah,
it
but
out.
I think,
you know?
I think you're gonna do it though from a total heart centered place, and people are gonna feel that. It's not an attack. You know, it's not going to be written as an attack, but it's going to be coming from a heart space. So people are going to feel that and say, oh, yes, you know, what can we do about this? How do we change this? How do we get rid of that corruption? How do we start rooting that out?
That is the question. You know, I compared them to doctors being in the same position, people just giving over their power, you know,
mm-hmm.
forgetting that they have power. They can make choices. You know, they give you a death sentence and people buy it. And it really has made me sad and made me pick up my sword. And
mm-hmm.
it's interesting, too, that the sword, I was talking with an attorney yesterday, and he used the word sword and shield. And that opened up things like, okay, that's how they look at it. In terms of, because I believe he's a righteous one, but he spoke of he being carrying the shield and other terms as sword. Thank you. A blog would be good, or a book, or both.
Yeah, I think that starts your crusade, so to speak.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I refuse to let this be and to watch others who whether they have money to spend or they have money, good money to spend, and they treat everyone the same. I can't say they don't give equal opportunity. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's right. Well, see, start it up and let us know how it goes. I would be really interested to see what comes through you.
I will, and that blood moon might be the perfect time to
yeah,
blood.
Absolutely, and also too, I did read on April 25th is supposed to be a really strong day for messages, so everybody should be. Paying attention to what you get messages and through dreams. The 25th is supposed to be a really strong day.
I will keep that in mind, and I love the dream time. I will be looking in for that. What is your name again?
Marie.
Thank you, Goddess Marie. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure, and I would like to continue to listen.
Absolutely. I'll put you back on hold.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
I shall. You too.
Thank you. Okay, let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, it's Marissa. Hi, it's Marissa from Florida.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes, I do have a question because it's regarding, the cardinal cross or whatever. It just seemed like it affected me the other day because I got a job, but it only lasted that one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering when you, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was wondering when you see another job opportunity coming because, I need work.
Yep. Okay, let's see. Have you been putting out your resumes?
Yes.
Okay.
And I sometimes get called for interviews or sometimes I don't, but this one did run away, but it wasn't that great of a job I was taking, but I just needed it, but it didn't last, so.
Right. Well, it didn't last for a reason. It just wasn't meant to be. You had your ending and beginning, boom, right on the same day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing within 2 weeks you'll get a call and interview, and then you'll be set, yeah.
So you're saying that somebody's going to call and interview me?
Yeah, you'll be getting the call, and you will interview, and then you should have a job within 2 weeks.
So it lasts longer than a day? Like, how long will it last?
Yeah, I'm hearing good fit. This will be a good fit for you.
Oh, good, because, you know, I mean, the other thing wasn't really, it was a very low-paying job, really, you know, low, and I was just taking it, but still, you know, I just needed something to hold me over, but at least I feel better that you told me, oh, I'll have something else in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you know what, and sometimes, too, you know, when people are looking for employment, always, I mean, don't limit yourself. You know, and I'm just making a general statement now because I've had, you know, friends go through this too, but sometimes we just have to take what we have to take because we want the income. And then, and there's a reason behind it. It's either to learn a skill, right, meet the right person, or just finish up something maybe that you were, you know, you had to finish up with someone who worked there. But then, you know, you get that out of the way and then you move forward into the one that you're supposed to be in. So.
Yeah, I didn't have that experience with what they had. I told them they hired me anyway, but I had no experience, but they hired me, and then they let me and this one guy go, and I guess they kept the two others. I don't know if they're, you know, they're keeping them,
no,
but they hired me.
That wasn't a fit for you anyway, so I would just let that one go and throw it in the past and go, huh, what a nice experience.
Oh, okay, so you said in 2 weeks. That makes me feel good because between me and you, it's been 8 months of not working, and I can't afford to be out of work too much longer.
Right. Just keep it positive and put the intent out there. Especially with the full moon coming up, you want to, you know, full moon is about completion and getting rid of, especially this full moon, getting rid of the past and transformation. This is all a time for transformation, so make sure you keep the intent positive and visualize that you will have a job within 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've been running into people from my past the last couple of days, you know, people I haven't seen in over 20 years.
Yep, that's part of all this, all of the eclipse stuff.
That's what it is, but the eclipse, because they said the 15th would affect me, and it was the 8th or the 9th about the job, and it was just, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I felt the eclipse early, and when I read my horoscope, it said endings on the 15th, but that was the ending on the 9th.
Yep, that's all eclipse stuff. I mean, the 8th was... Everybody was up and down and going, what the heck? So remember, the energy can, you know, it lingers. Full moon energy, it lingers a few days before and after, same with eclipse. So some people feel it sooner, some people feel it,
And yesterday my mom and I both had headaches. So it was good that job didn't last because yesterday I would not have been able to go in.
Right.
Because, you know, there was a big rain and... I had a migraine right beforehand, so at least I didn't lose it on my, you know, by me. So I'm just happy right now.
Yeah, I mean, the universe does things in strange ways. You know, we always look back and go, oh, yeah, I guess that was a blessing. So.
Okay. But well, thank you. Thank you, and have
You're
a great weekend
welcome.
This week.
Thank,
I want to listen
thank
to the
you
show,
too.
So I just, okay. Thanks.
Sure. I'll just put you back on hold. Okay? Oh. Okay. I guess she hung up. Hi. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Veronica.
Veronica. And where are you calling from, Veronica?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Do you have a question?
Yeah, what do you see for me job-wise? Is the job I'm in, should I stay there? Should I move on?
Let's see. I'm hearing to stay there for the time being.
Okay.
I'm hearing opportunities there.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying, yeah, you don't need to make a move, not for the time being, but keep your eyes out for opportunities.
Yeah, okay. All righty.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Have a great day. Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, and let me grab, there's a question in the chat room from Soul Connections. Do you see any residential moves for me this year? Let's see. Well, they're saying not this year. They're saying to stay put. Because there are things that you have to finish up wherever you are. That makes sense. So yeah, they're saying no, not the year for you to pull roots. So hopefully that makes sense for you. Let's see. I think I've got one more caller. Hi, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, you're talking to Debbie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi,
I started working with a pendulum, and
okay.
I'm not able to get it to be consistent with yes, no, and maybe. And am I just not working with the right one?
Well, when you picked out your pendulum, did you ask it if it was, did it react to you? Because, you know, when you get a pendulum, when you're trying to test them out, you always want to ask, show me yes, show me no, and see how it reacts to you. And then you ask it, are you the pendulum for me?
I knew I was attracted. There's two of them. And then I was attracted to them. They felt good. But when I tried to start using them again, just weren't really consistent.
Okay. And are they consistent with your yes-no signs every time you ask? Like, before you start using it, do you ask me, show me your yes, show me your no?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been working with it, but it's not, I'm not getting very consistent. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or if I need to bless it or maybe I'm not supposed to work with it. I don't know.
Have you asked it if you're supposed to work with it?
I have not.
Ask it. And then ask the other one. Let's see. Because sometimes you have to cleanse them too. Do you have any blue kyanite?
I put it on the selenite and then in the clear quartz crystal and blessed it.
Well,
I've got some sage I can use.
Well, if you can find a piece of blue kyanite and actually touch your pendulum to that, that clears any energy whatsoever. Quartz sometimes is full of energy, so there might be something, that might have been still in there. If you don't cleanse your crystals monthly either, you have to cleanse them. Selenite is pretty good, but blue kyanite, that's what I use to clear all my pendulums.
Okay.
It's a real good clear. And I would clear it and then go through and ask, you know, yes, no, and then ask, are you the pendulum for me? And see what it says.
Are you able to pick up what I need to be working with? Is it a pendulum, tarot?
Are you able to pick up what I need to be working with? Oh, let's see. I'm actually hearing tarot for you.
Okay.
I'm actually hearing
tarot for you.
And I'm hearing angel tarot.
Okay.
So check out Doreen Virtue's deck.
Okay.
And see how you feel when you when you touch it or the energy that you get from it.
I'm aware of her decks and the archangels
mm-hmm.
and the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to figure out which one that works for me.
Yeah. She has a really good angel tarot one. So
she does, but the pendulum is more specific. You're going to get a yes, no, maybe. So that's why I like that a little bit better.
You do, but you need to clear it, and then you need to find the one that actually is going to respond to you.
Okay.
So, and I would really suggest, I mean, that's what I do with my, I sell pendulum, so I ask, I tell people to try them, you know, because I always clear them on the kyanite, and then I ask them to try them, and then they, if they respond, and then I always say, ask it, are you the pendulum for me? Because they may respond, and then they may go, nope, I'm not the one for you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, I think I've gotten to all the callers, and we've gone a little bit over an hour, so I thank you guys so, so much for calling in. And, you know, just take it easy. Treat yourself gently with love during this crazy month, and you will get through it. We will be posting our Tuesday show, probably when we discuss what we're going to talk about. And I send you all love and light, and have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.